Excellent. That's perfect.
We are back in open session. I would like to allow the representatives from the municipalities to speak if they are so inclined, before we talk about the contract with Harris Corporation.
Would you like us to speak?
I don't know. Did you have anything that you would like to say?
I'm uncomfortable in saying this about my boss in front of him, but man, this guy has put so much time into this, and I'm a fireman, obviously, and I see the results of it. And from the town standpoint, nothing but good is going to come from this, from all the towns, because we're going to get coverage. And I applaud you guys so much for doing this. I think there's some things that you do, and then there's some things you really do. And this is one of those really do's. This is great.
Okay.
And again, Chad, thank you so much for all the work you've done. I know all your guys appreciate it too.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Madam Mayor?
I am actually wearing two hats today. I was asked to come up to the school district also. So as you can see, we put a letter in front of you, gentlemen, both that this is a project that we highly believe in and support. The school district is also, like I said, on board with this project. Just knowing, for instance, we've had long distance phone services out in our southern part due to internet connections at least 7 times since August. And so for us, the school district, to be able to contact, hire, sheriff's office with an instant click idea is fantastic, especially knowing the severity of the school situations that have happened around the nation. And like I said, the town of Big Piney and Marlton are both on board with this project, so we would appreciate it.
Terrific. Thank you. I would just like to mention, too, that with recent events, that this really bolsters safety and security in our school systems. And that seems to be, that is number one right now. So, all right, I don't see anybody else from the municipalities.
Andy, I also did get Mary. There was a grant that came out from the state that is a $50,000 grant. It's due by Friday, but it does help with training and possibly purchasing of some of the two-way radios. So I did get that to you guys. You guys can take a look at that and see if that's something, especially since if we're looking at a county-wide initiative,
yeah,
it may go across better than just one of us applying individually.
Yeah. Is this a grant that the county applies for? Or is
it's a Homeland Security grant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Perfect. All right. At this point in time, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we award the contract to Harris Corporation for a new Sublette County communications network in the amount of $4,284,604.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we award the contract to Harris Corporation for the Sublette County Communications Network in the amount of $4 million to $4,284,604. Any further discussion from the commission? Seeing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Good work, Shad.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Shad, especially for all your hard work on this. Really, really good work there, partner. What's that? Harris guys are here. You know, why don't you go ahead and stand up, introduce yourselves to the public.
Hi, my name is Chris Chavey. I'm from the Contracts and Legal Department at Harris Corporation. We're very pleased to be here. We're honored to earn your business. Thank you. I'm Joshua Billis. I am your corporate representative now. I was the sales rep that sponsored this, but after the contract execution, I will be your account manager for the life of our marriage.
Terrific. Joshua and Chris, I like how you put that. At some point in time, there will be a divorce.
I hope.
Yeah.
Reappraisal.
No,
Perform our vows.
Yeah, well, there you go. Very good. Appreciate your hard work, gentlemen. And I guess, Joshua, we'll see a lot of you.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Chris, will you be here as much? Or?
If you need me, I'll be here.
All right, excellent. That's what I like to hear. You said the right thing. All right. You want to put that in your vows? Or?
You could. Okay. I think it's
being recorded. So. All right. Yeah, it should, certainly is. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that. Shad, thank you. Also, Sheriff, thank you for your hard work. Dave, appreciate it. You guys have all done an outstanding job, and this will really help with safety in Sublette County. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Excellent. Let's move on then. Our next, we're even on time. I can't hardly believe that. We're Kat and Deanne.
Oh, yes.
Come on up.
We didn't plan anything, did we?
No, no speeches.
No speeches?
So it's that time of year, you know, as you get ready to go into your budget planning process. We wanted to come forward and talk to you about the state of the county and see if you're interested in doing another one this year.
Yeah, you know, this has been back and forth, and it's been excellent. It's good information. And any place you can save us money, great. I think we need to move forward with it again. But are you the new Sue Summers, or?
I am the new Deanne Swaite.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Sue has retired, and Kat and I have worked together for 20-some years. I currently produce her Sheep magazine that she sends out on a monthly basis, and I'm also doing the Sublette County magazine. Mm. So those are my current periodical experiences. Doing the state of the county certainly falls well within my realm of expertise.
And sure. Remember when we started the Sublette Examiner, Deanne was the one who came up with the design for the entire paper.
Well, I've seen lots of Deanne's publications, and you've got a good person on board, so there's no doubt that it will be a good-looking deal. So, gentlemen, I do want to hear from all of you.
Mr. Chairman, just a question. Well, I guess first a comment, but I'm assuming you would like a little bit of direction from us at this time. Are we looking for basically what we had last year or something different than that? My thought is what we did last year was...
No, but I bet there's one out in the hall.
And I'm open to any thoughts. Do we need to do more hard copies? Mary, do you have any input into, was the stuff on the counter, was it seem about the right amount that we spread around?
So
we've gone this, back and forth.
Yeah, we've gone back and forth. We've printed 1,000, and usually 1,000 is the base number. I don't know if we can go 500. The chamber uses some of those that we print because they use them in their relocation packets, and they have them out on their counters. We've distributed by placing copies on our counters. They kind of fly off my counter. They come and go. With it being election year also, it is the primer on the budget for the candidates, so we'll go through a few for that. But, you know, I think we're pretty settled on that. I have a lot of folks that tell me that they look at it online because it's also on our website, and the others are on our website as well. I've thought about the same thing because if you look at my office, the boxes that are sitting outside the door, there's a box still waiting for the chamber to come get, kind of thing, but we will probably go through that 1,000. And by the time we spread them around and, you know, we will about as budget goes on, which is in the next 2 weeks, we'll put budget worksheets out. We'll hit everybody and say, hey, how's your state of the counties holding up? Because it'll be about October, November before you see the next new publication with the new budget. So we're okay there. I have 3 people that would absolutely have a heart attack if we didn't send them a printed copy. And you probably know who those 3 people are. the rest of the folks usually get it mostly offline or online now.
The proposal is the same from CAT as it has been for the last 6 years. Thank you for no inflation. Appreciate that. The proposal for the design is the same as in previous years, $2,400. And then the print design and delivery and printing of it is down $300 from the previous year. So I'm just in the process here of adding up the total cost.
Oh, I didn't know we had those numbers.
We don't. I do.
Oh, sure. You guys not have?
Yeah, we don't. I do. $7,500 is the total.
Mr. Chairman, oh, you got two questions.
Copy.
The first one was the how many do we do? And who answered the question?
Thousand. Yeah.
But I really did like the paper, Mr. Chairman, that you chose to make this because it does make it look really professional.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. A little stab at the chairman there. Yeah. The chairman's the cheapskate of this whole deal. So.
With all of the people, the turnover that we are going to have, there is going to be people needing this for research to get answers, to find out things, and I really think we need to continue this program. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, it's the Reader's Digest condensed version. Mm-hmm. And
I dropped a zero there. I got everything. Yes. Sorry. Sorry, Kat. I cut you down to $800.
Oh.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, that's no
maybe
big deal.
Very short
there, right?
State of the county.
Yeah.
13,
12,
right.
13, 12,
so it'd be 12,300 all better, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Is that the right amount?
No, 14,700 for everything, for design and, unless is that 43, does that can include the 2,400?
Total design is 43.
Oh, the 43 includes the
43 and 8 is 11.
Yeah, 12, that's right. Well, I was adding the 24 also.
Oh, for God's sake, that's the reason why you're the chairman.
The county clerk and her.
That's right, he's not the clerk.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
So where are we?
12,300. Yes.
12,300.
All right.
We need a motion.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we continue with this program to give Kat and Deanne the go ahead on. This
State of the county.
State of the county.
State of the county, yes.
Okay.
Then the amount of
$12,300.
Very good. Excellent. Good deal. It has been moved and seconded that we move forward with the State of the County report for fiscal year 19. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be the fiscal year 19. For the State of the County report in the amount of $12,300. Further discussion?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman. We are very pleased with your product and what you've done. It's been outstanding in terms of comment, format, and whatever. It's also been very helpful, and I'm delighted that we're going to have you have the opportunity to do it again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a beautiful project in which I still think black and white is just fine. But I'm just going to go ahead and abdicate to the rest of the board here.
Thank you. So,
all right, hold it. We got a vote on it now. Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're on the same schedule for the budget workshop.
Budget
will be the
first week in June.
June.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys think about it. You know, we kind of try to change the kind of the theme or tone of especially the first few pages, the kind of the commission's budget message and everything to people. So think about what you might want to address in that or what you think are the most important points are, and we'll get into that during the workshop.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you,
thank
ladies.
You guys.
appreciate your help.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Separate question for Kat that is not on the agenda. Is there anything the Predator Board could do to kill some wolves? We're overrun with wolves in the Boulder area.
You got the money, honey. We got the time. You know, we spent a third of our budget with our fault, but wolf problems out there. So that was a third of the Predator Board's budget was spent on that one flipping wolf pack. And we got one wolf killed from the whole deal, despite all of the efforts, because those wolves got smart because they were hunted. We'll come back and talk to you about it.
Okay.
The Predator Board really doesn't do anything with wolves unless people are calling in complaints that they're having problems. We're not flying around trying to kill wolves at random. We're trying to take care of problem situations. And it's kind of strange this year. It seems like there are more cattlemen having coyote problems this year right now than anything else. I know that there's some wolf problems in Bond Ramp and cattle that let's talk. If anybody is having problems with wolves, they need to call us and we will get the plan there and try to get them taken care of. We're going to blow our budget.
Yeah.
we're just getting ready to start calving, but
yeah.
Just by looking every day or two, here's more tracks, sometimes like four sets of tracks.
Yeah.
And I think all of us down there are concerned. How are we going to get through calving?
Yeah. So, just as soon as anybody, you start calving or wolves are coming in close or something, give us a holler and we'll. Right now, we're kind of battling for the use of the airplane just because everybody is so busy with this stuff. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get taken care of.
Is it within your purview to talk with the Game and Fish, because there's a pretty good pack that's moved into the muddy feed ground? And I know they won't contact you.
I don't know why not. I'm
but
the neighbor.
Is it within your purview to talk with them?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
You bet. I'll do that.
Okay.
Because
that's
my neighborhood. Those
wolves are very close to you.
I know. I'm kind of happy they're over there.
As those elk leave the feed ground,
right?
Which way are they going to go?
That's right.
And the deer have really moved in this morning, actually, all across Mag Flat. They came up from the south. Over the top of the mountain right at daylight this morning. And I mean, there's hundreds of deer out there now that haven't been out there. So they have a little different prey base.
Three more run in the half moon lake area, too.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Yep. All right, Sheriff.
Well, good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Madam Clerk. I had two more requests. I promise these won't cost you any more money.
I had two requests too. Get out and stay out. Decided I'd stay anyway. All right.
I'm afraid I'm a little tardy, so I kind of wanted Mike to stay around Mike Carlson. I wanted to recognize him. So with our search and rescue, him and his team are the first snowmobile group in the nation to receive professional level 1 avalanche certification.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, and they, this was on their own time. They took off an entire week in order to get this certification. There were three of them.
Wow.
And it just goes to show the caliber of our volunteers and what they're willing to do for, the citizens of Sublette County.
Yeah.
And knowing Mike, being the humble man he is, you wouldn't, even bat an eye. So
will you pass on to those three our commendation?
I definitely will.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. The other, and I'm sorry that Chad not here, but I'm glad you're here, Mayor. I wanted to request if we could have a moment of silence for one of our fallen volunteer firefighters who lost his battle with cancer yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Keith Rainey. So
okay.
On behalf of the Unified Fire, ask that we just have a moment of silence to remember Keith and honor his service for this county.
You bet. I'll take the lead on that. And thank you, Sheriff. We appreciate that. In memory of Keith Rainey and his loss of life and his, he provided a lot of service to Sublette County, not only as a firefighter, but as other positions that he held for Sublette County. I ask for a moment of silence.
Okay.
Amen. Godspeed, Keith Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Updates on the Sheriff's Office. So we officially have filled our last position. I cannot remember the last time, but we have had a full staff in the Sheriff's Office, and this is going back 15, 20 years. Our jail is full. We just hired a highway patrolman that has state certification to fill our last position. That means we don't have to send him to the academy. He laterals right in. He'll have to go through field training, but should only be a matter of months before he's up and running. So, I wanted to give you that update.
How's Cleef feel about that?
You know, we had a long talk with Cleef, and both us and the highway patrolman, and he understands the situation. I think if he had the chance, he'd probably want to come work for us too. So, it's a good feeling. This is probably one of the best pools that we've had. We had five applicants that passed the physical, the written, and the oral board, and all five were top notch people that I would have been comfortable with offering them the job. It was an easy decision. Being that the patrolman had the experience, he had the training, and he had the post certification, it was kind of a no brainer.
Who was that?
Ty Huffman.
Oh, good. Mm. Very good.
So, well, thank you for your support. April 12th, we're still working with the Polaris Ranger. We're supposed to have a conference call today with a third party contract company to try to work out some issues, some concerns that several entities have, including the town, the security company, the sheriff's office, Jay Brower with the fair.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds like that's going to be quite a wing-ding.
Yeah, we will. I'll try to keep you posted.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're less than a month away.
So. Probably have to have some overtime on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking a minimum of three that we will have there, depending on what the security company can provide. And depending upon the number of people that we're
dealing with, right?
Yeah.
There's limited amount of tickets.
So there are. We've heard anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000.
Okay.
And that's hopefully something we can work out today.
Okay.
Exactly how many. I believe Jay's gone through, the event center, I guess the inside area can only hold 2,500.
Yeah.
That's seating and standing.
Right.
So we can't go above that. We'll have to find another venue.
When do you foresee them letting the information out?
I told you it's going to be this. I don't know. Yeah, that's tough. they've had several people sign non-disclosure agreements, and they can't. I still don't know. I really don't care to know.
I think the community's curious.
Yeah.
Well, I think a guy can make a pretty good guess by looking at their.
The video that they've got
the
on
video
Facebook.
On their Facebook. There's
YouTube mm-hmm. advertising.
There's one guy that is doing the advertising, and he happens to be a country artist. That's my guess. There you go.
I can directly answer your question. Is they're not ever going to announce it? There's contractual reasons, and all I can say is it's going to be a good time.
Show up and see who comes, huh?
I'm not saying anybody's coming.
Yep.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that it's not ever going to be.
Polaris Ranger. Pinedale is Polaris Ranger.
They planned that event the same night as PVAC had their Fine Arts Council, and they actually worked an agreement out where the PVAC artist is going to actually, so to speak, open for this entertainer. So.
Oh.
It'll be good to get a little bit of sub-account.
And I know those PFAC artists, by the way, and you need to see them the next day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, they're outstanding. But anyway. So will you let the Polaris people know that the commissioner's comp tickets can go to Mary?
And you believe they give everybody two tickets in my runner?
So they do.
You
have,
are going to be comp.
Yes, there are some comp tickets.
That was more of a joke, but that's all right.
they've announced how many. I haven't heard, but no,
they haven't told me exactly, but I'm sure you're going to be.
All right. So. Sounds good.
All right.
Mary,
thanks.
Let us know.
Yeah, Mary will let us know. No, she'll keep them. She won't let us know. She'll give them to her friends.
No.
All right, Sharon.
Yeah, all right.
No.
Anything?
Any questions for me? No.
Mr. Chairman, on a separate issue, I got a couple of calls from parents wanting to know what the school was doing as far as reviewing school security in light of everything that's been going on. And I related to them that I had brought it up. You and I talked very briefly, on that Saturday, and you had yet to be contacted by the school, and understanding that the school needs to take the first step to bring in you as a county sheriff to whatever it might be to do a review of their security procedures, when doors are locked, when they're not locked, all that stuff. And I guess I just wondered, had you been contacted yet by the school to do
it? So we have been, we've been in contact with both school districts, superintendents, principals, and we're working cooperatively to work on prevention strategies. So the school district one, we have a public meeting coming up April 4th, where I will be there to discuss their crisis management system, and answer questions that the parents may have. I know that Sublette County School District number 9 was looking strongly at the Office of Homeland Security grants to put in, to add film to some of the windows, to make them prevent somebody from breaking through, rearranging office desks so the back, your back's not to the window. We've been in discussion, on visual weapon screening, people coming in. Both school districts have already gone extra steps of locking their doors, during the school day. So even if a parent comes to go to the office or ask, they have to be buzzed in. Everything's video recorded. So a lot of steps that we're taking right now as part of a preventative measure for future incidents.
Thank you. Appreciate that report.
Thank you, Chair.
Is there any position or need, and maybe they've already had this, because I know you have Alice training all the time, to have some sort of mock event unannounced working with the school districts in terms of gauging their response status and for management of that?
Yeah, we actually, the same week that we received that phone call threat, we had actually been working with school district number 1 exactly on that. We actually had an ALICE training scheduled for that week. Since then, the week after, we've had one with school district number 9. Mm-hmm. We've had after action reviews on, things. And of course, coming to the forefront again is the communications. So I think that's a lot of why you still have the school districts both a proponent for the new radio system, especially with the cell phone outages, the 911 system being overloaded, no way of communicating with us, no way of communicating with other teachers, and so forth. So so to answer your question, yes, and we have already scheduled with school district number 1 another incident where we are actually going to use simunition rounds, so they get an idea, okay, what does a gun sound like? We're gonna do that for the teachers, and then we're also gonna do that with the teachers and the students, and then we're gonna have a collective meeting afterwards to discuss and answer any questions. School district number 9, we have been asked to come for their teacher in-service at the beginning of the year, do a 4-hour block just on active shooter, and what our response is and how we can work together to prevent, something like this from ever happening.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing us up to speed. And I would just suggest that if this turns out to any additional thing you need a budget time, that from my part.
Okay.
It's your job.
Yeah, and just to pass on, the school's appreciation for, you know, allowing me to put the school resource officers in both school districts is huge. It's, you know, it's beyond what price can, or what you can pay someone to do. Just having that added sense of security, that presence there, I mean, in and of itself is a preventative measure. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Sheriff. Mayor, did you have a comment? Or did I just watch you your nose?
No, the one thing that I have heard around town is they really do appreciate, and I know from my own son, they like having somebody in the school.
Right.
I think it's been a wonderful move.
I think it's important.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Anything further?
I don't.
Anything for the Sheriff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's lasagna at the senior center today, so.
Excellent.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you,
Sheriff. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Mary, you have some business for us?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, let's take care of your business.
I'm not real well prepared here, Mr. Chairman. Kind of got a mess going on. I have two bonds. The first one is for William W. Kramer, who is the treasurer for the Fayette Irrigation District. You guys don't have to approve. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
I never looked at these bonds. Somebody threw them in my basket. We don't approve irrigation district bonds.
Excellent.
There we go.
That was easy.
That was easy. Okay. I have a letter. I told you, as disorganized I am. I have a letter that we need to submit with our request for a permanent or perpetual right-of-way on the Lander Cutoff Road. Remember a few meetings ago we did the application.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have to. We also have to give them a letter of declaration that we have bonding for reclamation, and we have to ensure, or we have to assure them that we have insurance to cover that project. So this one is a little different than normal because this, we're converting a perpetual easement as part of that deal. We already have a county road. We're converting to a perpetual easement, and probably to ensure the whole length of the 21 miles of the road is probably more than our $1 million of liability, but we're assuring them that we'll make sure that the entire road gets whatever liability coverage that it needs. This is one of those pieces of paper that they require.
Okay.
So, like I said, this one's a little different. Mike Jackson's negotiated this particular letter. Usually I say the county's got $1 million liability coverage for this project, period. But anyway, Mr. Chairman, I just need to have you sign it. You don't need to make a motion or anything for it. It's just
everybody
a little different.
Good with me signing that.
I assume this is the Roxbury Field office.
It is.
BLM. It used to be we'd every 20 years we'd have to renew that, or is that what it was?
Yeah, and see now this one.
This will be perpetual.
It will be perpetual as opposed to just a 20-year lease. Then I have a little bit of correspondence, or no? Let's do this other thing first. I have the contract for CTC, which is Technology and Engineering. Remember, these are the folks that are the contractors on the broadband project.
Yeah.
And I believe there are two copies. Yeah. Let me keep these clipped together. You've approved contracting with them. You probably want to make a motion just to approve signing the contract.
Yep.
I sent you guys an email last night late on the kickoff phone call.
Excuse me.
Do you, any of you want to be on that, or?
Why don't you explain to us what's going on there, though?
It's been pretty quiet, actually, since we agreed to move forward with them. They have been in touch with some of the providers and moving forward as best they can without the contract signed. Mm-hmm.
just got the contract back from them, what, last week probably?
I got it the first of last week, yeah.
So, they sent me an email, which I don't recall, that the head for this group is now... Michelle, and she's going to be heading up this project for Joanne, which was here representing the CPC. They're having a phone call with the work group, and if any of you'd like to be involved, that's fine.
I think this is your baby, Commissioner Noble. I think you ought to participate in that phone call.
Well, I plan on it.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just letting you know that you're more than welcome to join in.
Oh, thank you.
That's where it's at. The phone call is this Thursday, unless it don't get scheduled that way.
Well, I guess I kind of feel either out of the loop or thinking the cart's in front of the horse. And, I understand we have a contract. We agree on that. That's what we're doing. Have we had any information in terms of the recent budget and the endow program? And has that been approved? You know, can we get some follow-up on that?
The endow bill passed, and it is funded.
And it's been signed off into the budget.
I don't know if the governor signed it yet. I would assume, you know, Mary.
I don't know.
So...
I guess because if that's not signed, that has an impact on what we're doing here. So,
and Joanne,
are we premature and the ball rolling, or
no? Because the endowed application progress is due August, I believe. So Joanne's getting all the information ready to submit those grants and all that, and she's getting to providers currently to start looking into applying for the CAF II funding, which wasn't an option for most of them, but with the endow and what we're doing, it's more appealing, and they have agreed to apply. It doesn't commit them to anything though. So, any other question?
Yeah, I guess without volunteering, and I'm stepping backwards, not forward. Would it be prudent to have two commissioners involved in this discussion?
You know, nothing wrong with having extra say here.
Great.
I am just not volunteering for it.
Well,
I have a dentist appointment.
Sounds to me like Commissioner Burnett is volunteering to listen.
Mr. Chairman, I think you hit that right on
Did
the
I?
Notes.
Okay.
I think that throughout this process, I've actually tried to get more than one commissioner on. We had Mac and a few, and I had you involved.
I'm just thinking.
So, Joel, you're, like I said earlier, you're all welcome to be on this phone call and be part of this.
My suggestion, Mr. Chairman, is that our next meeting we have Joanne or this person, somebody, come and report to all of us where we're at, what the process is, the money that's been allocated with endow, the you know, what do they foresee moving forward, so we all have the same understanding.
So, the email that I sent out last night kind of initiates all that conversation. As of today, they're hired and they're going to work. Everything they've done previous to that is preliminary.
Yeah. I need a motion to sign the contract.
So moved.
I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that we sign the contract for services between Sublette County and CTC Technology and Energy. Further discussion?
I am also on that committee, and I think that this is going to be a really interesting thing, and it's going to be fast moving and it's going to change. The plan that's kind of been come up with, and this is just Bob Jones's opinion, but I'm involved in it a little different way also, because Union has committed to come into town. They're going to come up through Big Piney and then hit Pinedale. And I think that's going to change the dynamic if they really do that. And so it's important, I think, as we just lost our phones again last week, that we be able to think on our feet through this process. And it is important that that lady does get involved and start getting the paperwork ready for grants. But it may very well be that there has to be a change in direction in terms of where we're doing it and how we negotiate the placement of cable. Because what I'm worried about happening is as they come up, they're getting their own easements and they're doing that sort of thing. And they're liable to box us out. And then they're going to control everything. And they are not particularly interested in being a partner because they don't want to lose control over, you know, like let's say we put five cables in the ground, or conduits, I should say. They want to own them all. See, and if they go through and do it, you know, they're going to want to own them because then they can lease one out to you. And it's not the best thing for us long term, I don't think. So it may very well be that we want to look towards going towards Rock Springs down that way, but that's not currently our plan. We kind of have it set up so that we can, but so this is going to be a dynamic thing. And once everybody gets really serious that it's going to happen, it's good. I think you should definitely have a couple people.
Well, and it's definitely dynamic in the fact that if the funding doesn't come around, we're not funding the whole thing.
Yeah, I get it. As of now, the funding is moving forward, and Albert, as you know, Albert and the working group.
Yeah.
And Joanne's been very influential with Jeremiah and the state helping the endow thing move forward. She sent a handful of great letters to support it and help Albert move forward on it. So she has been influential in getting us to where we are right now.
Yeah. There's a motion on the table to sign the contract. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. So she will start the grant process, and we will find out if we're going to get any money from Endow or not. I need that other one also. Where did it end up?
Well, so in conversation with her, I talked to her last week. There's so many avenues that she's chasing and looking into, and that's why we hired her. She's at the federal level looking for money. She's at the new infrastructure level, you know, the new that the Democrats got passed, $500 million, was it? She's looking into that. She's going after money in every direction. Plus,
that's
also
good.
Getting in touch, because part of the Endow bill is we have to work with providers. So she is meeting with all the providers, and the goal is that she's going to put an RFP together, put that out, and the providers will show interest or not, and how much skin they're going to put in the game, which is part of the Endow bill. They have to put skin in the game.
Okay, well, it all, for me, hinges upon how much participation we get from other places.
Just I think, yeah. And she's aware of that.
Yeah.
Being the devil's advocate,
what's
we're
that?
We're becoming into the competition business,
right,
with private enterprise.
Absolutely.
And that's going to come out eventually.
You bet. Absolutely. And along those same lines, I keep asking myself, am I going to receive more services personally than what I have right now? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know that I am. I don't know that my email is going to be any better. I don't, you know, what I do in my business for me, I don't know that that's going to affect me. But it may affect other business owners.
So,
I think we know.
Part of those answers to that, Andy, is the Endow bill states in there that unserved, if it was left the way I last remember, was 25.3. Anything under that is unserved. don't quote me on that. So Pinedale hits and misses on that. CenturyLink just come out with a email 2 weeks ago that said that they're going to provide 50 and something, 50 up, something down, I don't recall. But they're not providing 10 and 3 right now, so I'm not sure how they're going to get 50 and 3. Their infrastructure isn't changing.
We had this discussion at WAM 2 weeks ago. They came and said the same thing, just like they were going to, you know.
There you go, we're going to flip a switch.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
But their last mile won't.
Yeah.
And that's part of the endow bill also, is there's a contestion section of that where they come in and verify. The endow broadband board comes in and verifies before they give any money to this broadband that, yes, this is true, or no, it's not.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. We've got a little bit more to do, and there's a lot of discussion on this one. So, go ahead, Mary.
So, Mr. Chairman, just to, and I'm going to pass these out to you guys, because I would really appreciate it if you would do this survey. This has to do with the future of voting in Wyoming. And there's a little, I had two community meetings a few weeks, well, about a month ago now, one here and one in Pinedale. The PowerPoint that we used is available on our website. There's also a link to a survey. If you could take a few minutes and get in there and do that survey, I would really appreciate it. It's a statewide survey that we're collecting to find out how people want to vote to the future.
Okay.
And also in response to that, considering the situation with coming with a new election, with the changing of the guard at my office and whatever, I am looking at new election equipment right now. And I have contacted our vendor. We're in negotiations. I probably am not gonna have to get Shad in to negotiate my contract. It's not that difficult. But anyway, we're going to do some meetings. I've got an appointment scheduled for tomorrow. I've already had them in once in October. And but I do have money set aside in your reserve account to purchase equipment. So I'm going to look at pricing and that type of thing. But okay. After seeing the response that I've had from my meetings here, I'm going to propose some changes. And you'll see some of that information come to you at your first May meeting. At the first May meeting, we have to designate the polling places and the precincts. And I also will probably be asking you for an absentee polling place. I'm also gonna talk to you about a vote center. So we're gonna do it a little different in Sublette County.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to combine another two precincts into one polling place. You guys probably haven't heard this, but I've heard it at the last, I don't know how many canvasses since I moved to Kendall Valley. People don't want to drive to Kendall Valley to vote. And that's the only public handicapped accessible building that I've got in that precinct. So I think I'm going to move it to Daniel, to the schoolhouse.
Okay.
And so we have to do some notification of voters, and we need to do some work on that, but that's one of the things I'm going to propose. But also with doing vote centers, I start voting 40 days ahead of the election at the courthouse.
Right.
And so potentially I have a lot of those folks that are in that precinct right now that are voting absentee.
Right.
Because they aren't making the trip to Kendall.
Right.
Yeah. And so we'll see how that all works. I think it'll actually accommodate them better. And do some things there, but I also am going to save considerable cost in equipment, in staffing that I will need, and as well as future maintenance, because my maintenance cost will go down some compared to what I pay right now. So anyway, I'll be talking to you a little bit more when I get some hard numbers and a contract.
Very good. Thank you.
Anyway. And then I have a couple other, this is just mail that came. There is a little note from the Chamber of Commerce. And then there was this book we received from the University of Wyoming from Ruckelshaus, has to do with conservation easements, land services, and economic benefits. I don't know if you want to look at that.
Okay.
And that's, I think, let me look and see if I have any other notes.
Interesting.
Nope, that's it for me.
That's interesting. Okay. I'll grab the bills and we'll start paying bills.
Okay, short break.
Yeah, you bet.